You're listening to SBS News.
Jair Bolsonaro's election in October 2018 marked a major shift in Latin American politics, ending nearly two decades of centrist and left-wing governments. The ex-military man began his political career in 1991 as a backbencher for the far-right Social Liberty Party. Over the years, he steadily gained attention through a string of high-profile outbursts and public dissatisfaction with the ways successive governments dealt with crime, corruption, and the economy. The 63-year-old supports increasing police and military powers and is a vocal opponent of gun control, marriage equality, pay equality, immigration, and abortion. His nationalist and often inflammatory rhetoric, social media presence, and admiration for United States President Donald Trump have earned him the nickname the Trump of the Tropics. In an interview with and translated by US broadcaster Fox News earlier this year, he was asked about the comparisons with Mr. Trump and whether he's bigoted.
If I were all that, I would not at all have been elected president. So there's a great deal of fake news circulating around Brazil. And the population has, after all, learned how to use social media. And they no longer trust or believe the Brazilian mainstream media, which is virtually dominated by the left wing. I have nothing against the homosexuals or women. I'm not a xenophobe, but I want to have my house in order.
While those views have seen Mr. Bolsonaro gain something of a loyal following, they've also attracted plenty of critics who accuse him of misogyny, homophobia, and racism. He's referred to refugees from Africa, Haiti, and the Middle East as the scum of humanity, and said in 2014 an opposition congresswoman was so ugly she didn't deserve to be raped. He also equated homosexuality with pedophilia in an interview with the BBC that year.
Você tem que ter norte na tua vida.
You have to have some sort of moral compass bearing in your life. Homosexuals want to reach our children in order to turn them into gay adults to satisfy their sexuality in the future. These fundamentalist homosexual groups are trying to take over society.
Mr. Bolsonaro is a climate skeptic. Since he took office in January, the Brazilian agency in charge of enforcing environmental regulations has been considerably quieter. He indicated on the campaign trail he wanted to abolish the country's environment ministry, pull Brazil out of the Paris Climate Accord, and open the Amazon rainforest to development as a way to boost the economy. In July, Mr. Bolsonaro accused the Ministry of Science of lying and sacked its director when it published data showing a big increase in Amazon deforestation. He's downplaying the fires across the Amazon, which have now been burning for 3 weeks, by saying it's just the time of year when farmers use fire to clear land. He's also suggested, though without evidence, that non-government organisations are purposely starting the fires in order to shame his government for cutting their funding.
I am under the impression that it could have been set by the NGOs because they asked for money. What was their intention? To bring about problems for Brazil.
Some members of the international community are concerned Mr. Bolsonaro's government isn't doing enough to fight the fires. Those sentiments were echoed at the G7 summit this weekend, where members pledged $29 million to help. Mr. Bolsonaro immediately rejected the offer, but said he'd reconsider if French President Emmanuel Macron apologises for criticising him at the summit. Until then, he says Brazil will find its own solution.
Nós vamos, se Deus quiser, juntos.
We will together, God willing, find a solution here, and we will give the world satisfaction, even people like Mr. Macron. He must think twice if he wants to get out of a complicated situation like the huge rejection he's facing in his country before arguing with us.
Critics of Mr. Bolsonaro also point to his attitude on indigenous rights and say his positions have encouraged land invasions. He's repeatedly questioned the existence of protected indigenous reserves and says some territories are too big in relation to the number of people who live there. That, in conjunction with his reluctance to commit major resources to fight the Amazon fires, has some indigenous elders concerned that genocide could be just around the corner.
In Brazil, in our territories, on my earth, on the soil of our ancestors, destruction is menacing us. I am addressing myself now to all the leaders. You have to pressure the Brazilian government so they take measures to put an end to these forest fires. It has to stop. We cannot continue like this.
Recent polling shows Mr. Bolsonaro's approval rating has plunged to 29.4% in August from 38.9% in February. The polling shows people are happy with how he's fighting corruption and bolstering national security, but feel he's flagging on health, education and environment-related issues. Evan Young, SBS News.